8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
99. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now. Today we are going to feature tracks from the archives of New American Radio. It was a national weekly series from 1987 to 1998. It's just been added to the Wave Farm archives. You can go to wavefarm.org to find out more about the New American Radio project, or just listen as Jess Speer and Galen Joseph Hunter preview tracks today from John Brummett and his Catch and Release. We'll also hear Eric Belgium's Bounced Around, and Gregory Whitehead will start things off with Radio Degree Zero and end things with Audio Radio.
7, 5, 4, 3, 0, 0. 7, 5, 4, 3, 0, 0. 7, 5, 4, 3, 0, 0. 7, 5, 4, 3, 0, 0.
Hello. This is Radio Degree Zero. Degree Radio is this. Hello. Zero. Degree. Radio. This is Radio Degree Zero is this. Hello.
I'm I'm Jess Beer for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, and I'm happy to introduce this selection from the archives of the Neighborhood Public Radio Project. This long-standing project brought temporary radio stations to galleries, storefronts, and even the 2008 Whitney Biennial, using a hyper-local, collaborative, experimental, and totally uncensored approach to radio that was critical of public radio, while also drawing inspiration from the early promise that it held. This selection is from a regular show presented by artist John Brumit called Catch and Release during the 2004 installation at the Southern Exposure Gallery in San Francisco. Let's hear it now.
We're back at the desk. Welcome back to Catch and Release. We didn't catch much out there, but I'm very pleased to present to you that we have plans. We're building, as we speak, a bigger net. That's right. That's probably for me. That's that truck I almost walked in front of about 5 minutes ago. So, Catch and Release. It's a program based, more or less based on the idea that our neighborhood right here is fascinating, and I'd like to present it in its various forms to you, the listener. So, as an idea, sending people out with a wireless microphone in order to increase the occurrence of live sound processing and transmission, I would have to say that has been the goal, largely. So, but as my transmitter's not quite so functional, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to present the first ever, thank you, wonderful, I'm all set up. This, I'm going to play a little piece for you called The Broadcast Bike, and this is a piece done with a bicycle with a piece of drain pipe attached to the bike and a contact microphone, and I rode around, and basically this bike sort of translates all kinds of topographic information into a sound piece. So in essence, I'm riding a bicycle that's like a phono cartridge, so every bump becomes some signal. You get it. It's fun. It's great. So this is a rough mix, probably a rough mix. It's labeled as a rough mix, as we like to do in the industry, to indicate to ourselves that this is not to be broadcast. I'm going to let you in on a little secret of my own, which is that I sort of prefer the rough mixes. That's a live flute in the courtyard out there, isn't it?
Sounds good.
Yeah, wonderful. Sorry I can't be there live, but you can hear it through the wall. what you're listening to right now is grinding the bar with my mic and taking the bar from West Oakland over to San Francisco to Alamo Square Park, and my friend Mark Horowitz, who I believe will be on the show with me tomorrow, was serving free coffee, giving out free coffee in Alamo Square Park, and would occasionally have lots of friends come by and have former, I believe, associate director of this gallery making crepes, Lisa Ricci. And so anyway, I was riding my bike over to have some coffee and hang out with Mark, and I thought I'd do quite a bit of recording on the way. And at some point on this recording, I'm not sure exactly where it is on this mix, I realized that I was probably more effective trying to sell the homeless poetry book than I actually was able to engage people in some live public art. This is the broadcast bike is actually the third, is the piece you're listening to is the third incarnation of this topographical sound piece. So what you get, the first one was a Honda Civic, and I prepared the Honda Civic with a lot of percussive instruments, timpani drums, small snare drums, a small child's piano, an electric guitar with a cordless amplifier, lots of pendulant, heavy objects suspended from the ceiling. So as I would drive and I would turn left, I would turn right, what you would end up with is this musical, improvisational production based on chance and based on potholes and ruts and stopping and starting and turning and whatever, just your average drive. So in essence, the aberrations in the surface on which we travel so often became more or less a celebration in terms of listening to the piece. Because if it wasn't for the potholes, if it wasn't for the ruts, you would actually have no musical composition whatsoever. So the prepared Civic was
listening to was part and release on Neighborhood Public Radio.
Here we are. That's me giving the doing the station announcement from my bicycle right outside of the BART station.
We're listening to Catch and Release on Neighborhood Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to go talk to... Let's go check in with some tourists.
Have you seen new sheep poultry? Like, look at what?
I went to the...
It's $5. They sell
poultry. Oh, ooh, yeah, $5. Well, I'm probably... I got $2 left.
What's that figure? How about a mini bag? It's the news in the coming.
I got a, this tube right here.
Uh-huh.
Has, marbles in it.
Marbles?
Yeah, so as I ride this bike around, I'm trying to turn on my amp, and there's a little thing coming in right there. So it takes all the potholes and the bumps and the cracks and stuff. We have little marbles and like some rocks and kind of nuts and bolts and stuff in it. But then, the better, especially for the guy itself. Now you can see some moves in here itself. We call it
Street Sheet Poetry.
Street Sheet Poetry Book, right here. Street Sheet Poetry Book, only $5, if you're lucky.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. They're going fast, going fast. Get your poetry book while they last.
What's your name?
Will.
Will. Yeah.
All right, come see Will. Will has your Street Sheet Poetry Book right here.
How much is it?
$5. Yeah. $5 for your Street Sheet Poetry Book.
Oh, great.
Poetry by San Francisco's finest. All right, come get it. Come, don't everybody come over at once now.
As you can see, there aren't many people coming over.
Yeah,
but they are intrigued. I think they're just afraid. Not everybody.
Hey, don't be afraid. Now, this is good stuff in here. It's going to blow your mind. Street Sheet
Archer Buck, my San Francisco's finest.
Yes.
All right, only $5. Well worth it, sir. Well worth it. Yeah, that's all right, thanks.
This is on Neighborhood Radio. What you listen to right now is recorded on Inside My Honda Civic. That last track was about 6.5 minutes. It was called 2 Miles on Wolf Street. So that was right outside my studio in West Oakland at the time. Road chosen for that recording. Specifically for its abundance of potholes and otherwise horrible condition. The rugged road makes for a great recording with a prepared Civic. Now you're listening to another track from that series. And this is called Cordless Guitar Through the Toll Plaza. So we have about 5 minutes left with each other. You've been listening to the first installment of this program. We'll be on every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 6 o'clock. Hopefully the last Friday of the month, my hope is that we will have the wireless system worked out. We'll have a cyclist out there. That's right, for critical mass. Isn't that correct? Yeah, last Friday of the month, catch and release. So anyway, I'd like to offer to you, our listeners, a small list of participants who will be featured and providing their own work for this series. A lot of great artists. I have a catalog right here, and I'm going to read from this. Well, first of all, I'd like to say Michael Trigilio is going to ride a bicycle out of here, and he's actually going to order as many burritos as possible from all the local, sort of burrito trucks, what have you. And I think the bet is so far, well, we have a pool going here down at the office, and we expect that he's probably going to get about six burritos within half an hour. What do you think?
Six burritos in a half an hour? That's a lot of burritos in a half an hour.
Well, it doesn't mean he has to,
every 5 minutes.
He doesn't have to consume them all. He just has to order as many and receive them from the truck.
From different ones or the same?
Yes, they all have to be different burrito trucks. Different burrito trucks, same neighborhood. It's a race.
That'd be hard, I think.
I mean, if you're watching TV and all of the crap that's on out there, you need to stop and tune in. Tell your friends, 88.9, when Michael Trigilio rides a bicycle to order as many burritos from mobile cantinas as possible, we want you to be tuned in.
Yes.
Other people in this show, if I may.
Well, you know, Sarah Lockhart's going to be on in just, 3 minutes? 3 minutes till Sarah Lockhart's going to be on with the Visible Hand. Did you know that?
Well, we have Sarah Lockhart with the Visible Hand.
Yeah.
That's at 6:30.
Yeah.
for the last 2 minutes of Catch and Release, I'm going to tell you other people featured on the show called Catch and Release. Anyway, that Lee, always crazy with the microphone. Let's see, we have a...
We're moving noise as we speak so that your signal will be as noise-free as possible. So we are going to have a higher signal-to-noise ratio because of the processing that's going right now.
Perfect. Thank you. That's Sarah Lockhart giving us a technical update. Always
there's
good
remaining
news.
8 minutes and 54 seconds of noise to be removed, and then there will be no more noise.
Perfect. So, other people featured on Catch and Release, if I may say, and it would be great if you would tune in for them, Norman Long, Conrad Lubell, we have Edward Sykes, we have Matt Valla, we have Wayne Grimm, Mark Horowitz, Spy Emerson, with some reports from Prague, Dolan Cleverly, and Joshua Churchill, Joshua G. Churchill. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and to this program, and you've got to stick around because Sarah Lockhart is up next with The Visible Hand right here on Neighborhood Public Radio, broadcasting live from Southern Exposures Gallery at 88.9. Thank you.
We just heard an episode of Catch and Release by artist John Brumit from the 2004 installation of hyperlocal radio station Neighborhood Public Radio at the Southern Exposure Gallery in San Francisco. To learn more about John Brumit and this project, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorrington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorrington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Bounced Around by Eric Belgum. Thank you for listening.
A young law student gets hit head-on by a cop car with the cop already dead behind the wheel from a heart attack. He died almost a full minute before the collision. Police car drifts off over into the left lane. The left lane. Driving straight at the oncoming traffic. Tom Young, full of big ideas about justice and the beauty and purity of law. He's hit head-on by Officer Lance. The embodiment of the reality of law and order. Heart attacks. Drinking problems. Marriage problems. Tom Young studies law in the evenings. He's a third-year
mainly
student.
Interested in the philosophy of law.
Now he can't play sports anymore, at least for a year or two. Questions like, what is justice and how can we have the good society? When is speech more like action than speech? He split open his knee when his leg hit the ashtray. He wasn't an athlete, but he did play about twice a week.
Sports
how
like
can we have
touch
the
football.
Good society. When he's drunk,
Officer
is the
Lance
only time he smiles.
Got divorced about 10 years
he's way
ago.
Too old to have acne.
He drank
too. That's pretty much under control anyway.
The God's truth.
He bit right through his tongue when his face
the way
hit the
his
dashboard.
Pants and shirt fit,
the way he swings his club, the way his wife smells at night, the paneling in their cabin up north. A veteran cop, too, although not without alcohol problems.
The crack.
The young couple gets hit head on by a cop car,
with
the cop already dead behind
the
man
stick.
In the couple is studying constitutional
the hammer
law and wants to be a lawyer. A really steep
a young law student his boring studying name constitutional law driving up a hill.
A certain cynical sexual
coming over
a
the hill time
kind
of laugh Karen does like an ulcer.
That makes Tom think they don't know each other.
An officer
no one knows how he could
over
have
the center line
after
and
he was already
hit the
dead.
Law student
you can't
and girl
drive
and
you're dead, can you?
He died almost a full minute before the collision. Marriage problems. They later found out the cop had already been dead behind the wheel from a heart attack. That's the couple. Could this happen in the Great Society?
A young man full of big ideas about justice and the beauty and purity of law.
Drinking problems.
By the embodiment of the reality of law and
holy
order.
Christ.
Cops.
He's not. He
dead.
Can't stop. Behind wheels.
That's supposed to be the worst thing for your neck.
Head-on collisions.
Lance always votes Democrat, but still maintains a strong-arm view on crime.
And
the sound
before then
coming
men
something
hit,
other than that
then
coming over
engaging me at roadside.
Other than the steering wheel forcing my head back. I know I can't be
like
blamed
a
for that.
Yo-yo.
Like a kite. Like a fishing lure.
Lines
like a giraffe
crossed over
I'm not
in
sure
black
that
and
been.
White and two heads snap.
Either a person or
his
a post.
Superiors should
like
have known
an
about the alcohol
astronaut
problem.
The cop's head just bounces around all unrestrained.
The worst thing for Lance was to shoot a young Caucasian male in the act of a convenience store robbery.
Meanwhile,
when the cars hit,
Tom's
I felt like they had already hit just before
young,
that
taught,
and
because
right before my head
like
got hit by the
steering wheel. It seemed like I could see much farther
like
than
what
usual.
Head on the end of his
it
spine.
Was the realization
Tom
scared him
took
the most
a few
the
years off
after
knees
college
to have it
in
the ashtray.
Get a
he
feel for the real world.
Was an animal.
Crossing over lines.
Something about ink.
Of course, I know now he was already dead at the time we hit him, but I've just got to keep on going with my life and
something
you know,
about
trying not to
true
let it get
love.
To me. In that sense, I guess I can be blamed. Total
sharp
hesitation
blow
confronting
knocked me unconscious
as
absolute
a
threat
of the whole
social fabric
that put him in the position he was in.
Oh, really, we're all to blame.
It was the first time he'd never felt tension. As a society, we cause these things
I
to happen by ignoring them.
In an
or
accident Saturday
worse
night.
Yet, by reinforcing
I mean, they
them.
Did know.
Way
but
ahead of time.
More could have
I'm
been done.
Building a cabin
we
in
knew
Montana.
That he's not, hey, not, he, look out, he can't stop.
A car hit me and my girlfriend.
We knew
head
way
on. I'm always cool.
Ahead of time.
We knew that.
Driving up a
way
hill
way
really
ahead of time.
Steep.
His parents
hill.
Said it was a good idea.
It's a masterpiece.
Even if he never went
right
back
to school.
And unapplied book knowledge was one thing, but he thought street smarts were another thing entirely. My head stayed taut
even on the street,
all the lights
was
were
coming.
On. All the
I
lights were on
left
on
at the
cars.
Pet shop.
The hill was quite steep, like a toboggan or like the bed of a dump truck.
I
stopped and
was
turned, my wheels, east
towards
the liquor
store
parking lot.
Lot.
When Tom was in Europe, he thought he might never come back.
I need a drink.
Something about vomit.
A place to get away from it all.
We got taken later
I
to
shot
the hospital
robbing
and got
convenience
x-rays.
Store. I shot someone robbing
the
a convenience
law student
store.
And his girlfriend hit him head on, they found out.
Both of us were very stiff from the accident. Both of us were very stiff from the accident and had a hard time getting out of bed.
A heart attack
bend.
Preludes 3 seconds of scraping,
a young law student
collision.
Studying constitutional law.
I couldn't bend. I could see ahead
the guy had
for
been
about
in trouble
10
before,
blocks.
But I don't think he was that old. along with his girlfriend, coming over the top of a hill.
He took a can of soup with him when he ran.
Lance carries the plans for his Montana cabin in his patrol car, and
I think there was a better way
here and there when he gets a good idea.
First Amendment is Tom's favorite.
His smell head was bent down.
Ice and alcohol. Before the collision, no one knows how he could have driven.
The full minute after, he was already a dead man.
Lance,
full of
a cop car,
big ideas,
officer,
crosses over the center line
and
had drinking and marriage problems.
He died for almost a full minute.
So
beautiful,
the distraction
and sweeping
was,
yet
not
it knows
the
just
cause.
When to quit.
I don't belong in this neighborhood. Later on, the cop had been dead behind the wheel. So powerful.
He could just tell.
Tom, he
thinks
knows
she might,
she looking back on Sunday school,
what he thinks
Tom
about
can now see why
entirely.
Solomon was his favorite.
We left the liquor store and headed down
Montana.
The main street.
She just passed out briefly from a...
He drifted
head
over
wound.
In slow motion.
That street is totally open, so when a cop car drifted over into our lane, we thought it was going to make a left turn.
He never pulled over to the side. It was...
The girlfriend wasn't hurt.
A distraction.
If they had so much time, why didn't they avoid him?
Karen's been around a lot.
A man outside the pet store
travel-wise,
appeared to be urinating. And
sex-wise. I don't see what's so funny about public urination, but apparently Karen thinks it's a riot.
How is the good society possible?
Holy Christ. He's not... Can't stop.
There was something at the side of the road pulling my vision to the side.
I am not a jealous man.
Laughing.
It's all wide
at.
Open there.
Tom went to church all the time as a kid.
I told Karen, hold on.
What if kingly judgment gets
his favorite story,
30 years
even as
on
a
the
kid,
force,
was
King
mouthfuls
Solomon.
Of hard liquor.
But then he passed right by the turn.
The
and
doctor
we thought he'd probably pull into one of the driveways or
sure
down an alley.
Turn left.
He drove for upwards of half a minute after his heart had stopped.
They headed up the street after leaving the liquor store.
Lance would not be going to Montana later this year.
The other day, Lance thought of the idea of putting a window in the cabin shaped like a horse.
Karen lived in Spain for a year, and
Tom
picked up for dollar Spanish wine.
Went
the best
to buy
a police
some
car
wine
started
to
drift over off into the left lane.
Officer Lance
of, like,
was
they
the
left
cause
lane
heat
left
because
lane
he was driving a state
to make
vehicle
a left turn
while drunk,
and
the plans
there were
for distractions
even later
while dead.
His blood.
What if
I thought
not
he was urinating
into the
knife
entry
was
of the
cop
car
after hours?
He was bouncing lightly up and down with his hands
the
near
the police
front.
Officer was driving.
It has to be the way
that
harsh judicial pronouncements can eventually bring out the
traffic.
Best in a situation.
Or at the very least, if it hadn't been in someone else's life, there sure wasn't meat from his knee stuck to the dashboard until now.
Karen pointed at the guy and laughed.
Somehow I don't think cracking his kneecap is going to improve things in the sack in the immediate future either.
Now,
driving at
it's all sharp.
Lance carries his cabin plans with him
cabin
and makes
plans.
Revisions all the time.
What if King Solomon was Lance?
Or, at least,
the
if it hadn't been
a
on paper,
now what they have
been
in common
is that they
life.
Have both been hit by a dead person.
By the time Karen
car.
And Tom realized Lance was going
to
hit them, they had
Tom
nowhere
hadn't
to
thought
turn
of these things
except
because
to
it had all been
on paper
curb like
now.
A couple of maniacs and hit a pedestrian.
Tom makes sharp turn.
Two, because
B,
they can't
a,
walk.
Urinating
D.
on. Bad.
The form
we were
of
sure he was
Officer
just being lazy
Lance
about the left.
About the
dead
sharpness
on.
Of his turn.
What if each woman's claim
they
to the
told
child
him
was
they'll
Tom
use
and
a little camera.
Claim
Tom
on
knew
each
what
other.
Was coming, but it's fair to say that he did not know the form it would be taking.
It was all just romance going smoothly.
It just couldn't
like,
be that because Tom is like batting, her being crazed with romance and sex,
force Tom's engaging car me at roadside.
Tom, you've got a tremendous amount of damage right
first
through
had
here.
In common was that Tom's they both head and neck just stay young and taut because he knows what's coming. The idea of excavation, the
something
plans
about
for a timber frame house rolled up in the trunk
ink.
And kept in an aluminum tube. Too many boyfriends, one
that
because he's dead. Tom is probably going to have surgery for his knee. Tom, the inside half of your kneecap is very, very soft.
That's justice?
A police car driver with plans in the glove box could not steer or brake or pump his own blood.
No one was peeing, just looking.
Lance wants to cut, mill, and dry the lumber all by himself. Looks pretty normal, a little soft, but
they all
not
sit
bad.
Waiting and screaming for a different cop to help.
All four.
Tom, I'll need to shave the patella a little
still.
Bit here, Tom.
Lance will probably live in a camper while he does the construction.
Right off the wood
then
on the acreage.
Sell the camper
on the
once
video,
the place
Tom.
Is finished.
See everything
the
involving
Tom and Karen
of the
is sharp. Karen is totally straight with Tom, but knows that her past
the cop
bugs him.
Hits him,
and they drive off the road and hit someone else.
That'd be good.
A relative of his did exactly that, and so
I'm
going to
show you what we're doing
ever
here,
done,
Tom.
Besides having a kid. It
Bam.
Should be like this part up here, Tom. Smooth
That's crap.
And firm. And Karen, because here's another boring
That's
thing.
That's why Lance just wants
in.
To work with his hands for a while.
Tom, this is the undersurface
the girl
of the
has
kneecap,
a bloody nose.
And this shouldn't be all fribulated and hanging down like that. How about a cop driving a car who
okay.
isn't dead? Let's see.
It should be
here
nice and
the
smooth.
Inside half of your kneecap. He wants to do the whole
we'll
thing
get a
himself.
Peek here at the outside half, Tom.
Then we're going to try and cut the muscles on the outside.
Even that's
kneecap
very soft.
To
see
that would
if
help
we can
a lot.
Get your kneecap to slide into the middle a little bit.
The
he
outside
was
half of
looking
your kneecap.
At cats in the window of the pet store.
Something about ink. What
now an officer who
is
only knew him by sight
that damage
from the
down
cop locker room
you.
Has to write the whole
Tom,
thing
Tom, you have
up.
A lot of fissures and erosion involving the surface. All this fribulation.
Can of soup.
I'm glad we're getting this on video, Tom, because it'll show you what's really wrong here.
That's
with
why the
me.
Officer who got to the scene of the accident didn't have time for Tom's crap.
Car,
like
gasoline,
we pull out of liquor
store and
bam.
If it doesn't work, Tom, fluid. We may have to come back and do something to try to get some of the pressure off the undersurface of your kneecap by doing a different type of surgery. The main problem, Tom, is just the tremendous
Fat.
Amount of damage under the surface. Like, are all those kids just dicking around, or do they mean business?
But there's a lot in BAM, though,
I
isn't there,
see
Tom Young?
Bone
extremely
through
soft,
the driver's
Tom.
Kneecap.
Starting to develop some deep fissures.
We're just going to try some
they
conservative surgery.
Still have to wait around until the police
take
even
some
if
of
he lining in front.
Peeing,
just,
he
just
was
try
still a distraction.
Clean it out.
There's so much decision making in a day of police work.
We
and in such a crappy part
store.
Of town,
we see
she's
the
got
guy.
A bloody nose and can't figure out what to do about it.
We pull out of the liquor store.
We pull out of the liquor store.
See the guy peeing.
See the guy peeing.
Then bam.
Then Tom.
Bam.
Some information. The radio went, we have a dead officer and three others hurt.
A real decent, decent
I'm
going to
continue for just a few more minutes
now.
Straight into the oncoming lane. He had every right to be there.
That got her sister mad.
Whatever
kind of said, well, why don't you go out with him
shock?
Then?
Give me some details.
Lance works with his head
retard.
All day, so it'll be nice to work with his hands for a while on the construction.
The ambulance was on the way.
Spanish wines.
I think he's in shock.
Fack. Fack.
Way.
Now
what
boring.
Do Tom and Karen do?
to take the pressure off. They hit a bystander when their car jumped.
Why would he
curb.
Take a can of soup?
The store was right on his way home
from
work,
Tom.
And he stopped by all the time.
Karen's
Lance's apartment is so small.
Nose blood.
Karen never did prostitution, but she loved
a
it.
Cop
joke
car
what it might be like
coming over here.
Look at it all in terms of liquids. What about Karen?
The can of soup.
After almost a year, Lance's drink.
Maybe a cabin window shaped like a different kind of animal.
Think of the whole event as liquid.
Tom,
hey, look, a cat got out.
Crabbed.
So what?
Crossed over cop center line. So he wasn't peeing.
Lance had only shot targets and animals until the kid at the store. Hmm? That's the difference between Tom and Karen. That was Tom's idea. Ditto for the peeing bystander. The pet guy's urine. Hmm? A cop dying from a heart attack before the collision. Karen told her sister that she and Tom really don't know each other. Even though Tom's in a lot of pain, he still worries about the cop and the pedestrian. A cop dead from a heart attack. Tom Young's more solid, but Tom feels more boring,
but at least Karen had a good laugh over it.
Tom just thinks the cop is knocked out, but he can't walk over there to see because his knee is screwed. The driver's knee gets re-injured, and the cop is dead from a heart attack. Bam! But bloody noses just look so bad. Coming over cop car hill, she doesn't know him the same way she knows other guys she's gone out with. The idea
it's,
of
it's
fault.
Late, so not very many cars.
I,
has many
I think
angles.
It was tomato. And these angles can deceive us. That's why this cabin idea is so attractive. A cop car keeps coming over the hill across the center line, hitting the mediocre law student.
A young guy driving on a date.
They all just look so bad. Hmm? Hmm? Tom got it worse in the long run since he already had a knee injury from sports.
Lance
shot cans when he was a kid.
I think it was tomato.
Never when they were full. They just look so bad. A re-injured knee. A re-injured driver knee. A young guy just driving along with his girlfriend gets hit head-on by a cop who's dying from a heart attack. Even
a cop
before the
dying
car hitting
from
lost
cop
heart attack.
I
seconds of
think
collision.
It was tomato.
Dead from
his shot
cop
right
heart
through
attack.
The can of soup.
I think it was
driving
tomato.
Along with young guy, girlfriend, hitting
I think
cop
it was tomato.
Car, law student. Girlfriend, re-injuring driver knee.
I think it was tomato.
You just heard Bounced Around by Eric Belgum, broadcast by New American Radio. Radio artist Gregory Whitehead ends our show today with Audio Radio on the Radio Art Hour.
Audio Radio. Audio Radio. Audio Radio. Audio. Radio. Audio. Radio. Audio. Radio. 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 Radio.
Trójka, jedynka, trójka, kreska, zero.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows Jess Speer and Karen Werner. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.